This is Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, the Lucy Ann Lantz Show. We live stream at 1290WLBY.com. Garrett Space is a nonprofit founded by Julie and Scott Halpert, and they founded it after the tragic loss of their son, Garrett, to suicide in 2017. Joining us today to talk about Garrett Space and an upcoming event is Julie Halpert. Julie, I am so sorry for your loss, but I am so gratified and amazed by people like you who take a horrible tragedy in your life, and instead of turning inward, you look outward. You look at how you can help others to avoid this kind of tragedy in their life, and that is remarkable.
Well, thank you for saying that, yes.
How did you come to a point where you knew you had to do this and to create Garrett Space, which is designed to be a residential center for young adults experiencing mental health challenges?
Well, we have an epidemic and really a public health crisis in our community and nationally also. For example, just in Washtenaw County alone, there was a survey done of people between high school students between the ages of 15 to 34, and in Washtenaw County, a recent survey found that about 15% of 9th and 11th graders had seriously considered suicide in the previous year. And in Michigan, suicide is the second leading cause of death for people between the ages of 15 and 34. We have seen many people struggling, if not taking their lives, certainly contemplating it and struggling with severe problems. And we were sitting at Garrett's graveside one day and trying to figure out how we could make meaning out of this loss. And we both at the same time came up with an idea for something that would be really fill a huge gap, be a step up between somebody who sees a therapist once a week and needs to see someone more often but isn't actively suicidal and doesn't need to go to the psych ER. There's not really anything in our area that fulfills that. Furthermore, going to the psych ER can be stigmatizing. You know, young people are struggling, don't want to check themselves into a hospital. There's a lot of shame associated with that. And we felt like when somebody hits bottom, like a drug addict, for drug addiction, you don't go to a hospital. You go to a warm, welcoming place that's trying to help you heal. And that's what we decided we wanted to do. We want to develop a place that is really a welcoming retreat for young adults who are struggling, a place that will have a non-medical feel and have lots of holistic options. We live in a very troubled and polarizing world, and we want to help young adults with the skills that will teach them resilience and coping strategies. Our son, for example, practiced meditation extensively. We want a place that teaches things like meditation, yoga, exercise, the wellness focus with a mind-body connection that focuses on healthy eating, art, music, pursuits that can help people really live in this very difficult world and help them to be resilient.
A very supportive and holistic place. And you're working through the University of Michigan Depression Center as well. Tell us about that.
So when Garrett passed away, we were trying to figure out what to do so that people could put their money, donate to a place that was an important mission. Of course, the Depression Center immediately came to mind, and we created a fund in Garrett's name at the Depression Center. Once we really narrowed our focus to coming up with a residential treatment facility, that was not something that the Depression Center could spearhead for us, but they are a very active and willing partner. John Graydon, who runs the Depression Center, is on our advisory committee. And it is really our hope that once we develop this, that we will partner with the Depression Center to have them research best practices and really make this a model that can be replicated, not just throughout the state, but possibly nationally. There are places like this throughout the country, but there's no one sort of template that people can use who want to develop something like this.
And what stage are you in right now with Garrett Space?
So we are in the very initial stages. We have an incredible advisory team, people, leaders in the field of mental health and other areas who are helping us. I should mention that because we understand that this facility could take years to fund and develop and build, we are rolling out interim programming. So what we're doing right now is we are having a team of volunteers distribute 25,000 door tags with lists of mental health resources. We're doing this throughout Washtenaw County, well, right now through throughout Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti. And by the way, we're very eager for volunteers if people are interested. This seems like a very simple initiative, but we're already encountering people who didn't know where to turn, and these are vetted, high-quality resources. The second thing that we're going to be doing is rolling out programming, interim programming, specifically yoga and peer-to-peer support in other spaces. We feel like young people are really struggling when they're in a struggle like this. They feel like there's something wrong with them. They feel like they're alone. Our son felt like that, and we found the value in having young people connect with others who are similarly struggling and others who have struggled and came out the other end and healed. So we will be doing that as well. We are going to be targeting these initial efforts to people who have been recently discharged from the psych ER because that actually is when the incidence, the risk for suicide is at the highest.
Oh, really?
Yes.
After getting released?
Yes, because people are stabilized and sent on their way without really any external supports, and we want to provide those follow-up supports. That's going to be a real mantra of our mission at Garrett Space, to keep people connected with each other and with the supports they need.
And I love the idea, the fact that you're reaching out and doing these things while you're in fundraising to actually create the space, Garrett Space, ultimately, because you're helping immediately. And great idea with the door tags throughout the Ann Arbor and Ypsilanti region with the mental health resource information for people that might be in crisis. So for information about that, if you would like to volunteer on these initiatives, you can go to garrettsspace.org, and that's Garrett with two R's, two T's, two S's, garrettsspace.org, and you can get to the website and learn more about how they are trying to help others. Tell me a little bit about Garrett. He was 23 years old when he passed away.
Yes. Garrett was an amazing, amazing young man. He was good and kind and authentic. He was an incredible athlete. He was one of the top-ranked players in the state in high school. He actually holds Pioneer's record for the most wins at number one singles. He played number one singles, starting as a freshman. But what we just relished about him was his compassion. He was always there for others. He was a peer counselor at Pioneer after he graduated from the University of Michigan with a degree in psychology. He worked as part of CityEar, working with at-risk, low-income young people in elementary in the Washington, D.C. area. And then, ironically, just before he passed away, he worked for a foundation that helped to roll out suicide prevention programs in high schools. He was very interested in being a therapist. He was the kind of person who, for example, his last Mother's Day when he was in D.C., it was my last Mother's Day when he was alive, he, despite having very little money, sent me flowers with just a note that said, "I love you." He struggled periodically, but he did so many good things while he was here, and he was also an incredible poet. He had tons of friends. People adored him. He could make conversation with adults as well as young children. He taught tennis, and he coached tennis, and he was like a Pied Piper to little children. They just adored him. He had a lot going for him on the outside. But what you often find with these young adults who struggle is that you don't have any idea about how much they're really having a hard time on the inside. And that was the case with him.
He lived such a full life. And I think that is something all of us should take up and pay attention to, because it could be anyone who is struggling with these issues. There's no one kind of person that goes through this, right?
Yes, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because I can't tell you how many times people will say to me about our son or others who, you know, seemed very successful. They had it all. Why would they do this? Well, obviously they didn't have it all, right? If they felt like they needed to do this. So I've covered this as a journalist. I've written about suicide, and I have gotten on lots of Facebook groups, and I've been learning about people who've who've made this decision. And there is no, as you say, there's no one type of person. Some of them have struggled their whole lives and had horrible quality of lives. Others seem to be wonderful on the outside, and there's no clue that they would ever do something like this. But what they all have in common is they feel like they're not worthy, and they feel like they're in such pain that they can't continue on another day. And we really want to reach out to those people and let them know help is available. We want to fill that gap.
We're talking with Julie Helpert, the mother of Garrett Helpert, who had passed away due to suicide. You have two other children, is that correct?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter who is 28 and a daughter who's 22.
How have they coped with the loss of their brother?
It's been, as you can imagine, very hard. They're very strong. We are a very tight-knit family. All five of us were tight. They were very close with their brother. Our oldest she lives in New York, has a wonderful community of very supportive friends, people who aren't afraid to say, how are you doing, even 2 years later, and help her when she's going through hard times. Our youngest daughter actually was in France studying abroad when this happened and had to fly home and was faced with the question of whether she should go back. She did, and we're very proud of the way she has persevered, just graduated college, and is actually headed back to France on a Fulbright scholarship in September. They, you know, it's hard for us. It's hard for them, but we feel like we all have to persevere and continue on to honor his memory. I know he would want us all to try to stay strong. But it's hard, you know, you're shaped by this when this happens to you, and you'll always be defined by it. Your lives will never be the same. They both have a strong community of friends and family members who have reached out to them. I should also mention that being involved in this initiative, we feel like we're being buoyed by this whole community. Everybody has reached out to us. The whole community wants to get its arms around this initiative and embrace it. Everyone from the mayor to business people to restaurateurs anybody we mention this to, they're all like, how can we get involved? And that's helped all of us to sort of move forward.
It's such a great concept. I can't believe that it wasn't created here already. And certainly Garrett's legacy is going to live on in such a big way when this gets built. And it is now, with just the outreach that you're doing. Hope, healing, and connection for young adults facing mental health challenges. That's Garrett's Space. And you can visit garrettspace.org. There's an event coming up in mid-August that will help with Garrett's Space and the fundraising. And it's something that Garrett loved to do, yoga. Tell us about this.
So this is an event that was started by Casey Must, who lost her sister to suicide in 2007. The event has been running for the past 5 years. For the past 2 years, it's focused on mental health. She is going to be teaching the class. She owns Citizen Yoga, which has four locations: Royal Oak, Detroit, Bloomfield, and Cleveland. And the mission of her yoga is suicide prevention. So there'll be about 1,200 people on the floor of Michigan Stadium doing yoga. And we're going to also have vendors who are primarily mental health providers, therapists, and different types of mental health providers. This year, she said that there's going to be 1,000 flowers donated to the event, and every participant gets a flower and the opportunity to dedicate their practice to someone they know suffering or lost from mental illness, which I think is quite moving. 25% of the proceeds are going to be benefiting Garrett's Space. And we're going to be speaking at the event. It's quite moving to be in that giant stadium surrounded by people doing yoga. It's really quite something. So,
coming up Saturday, August 17th, 9:30 in the morning till 12 noon. And they're on Eventbrite, so you can search for Yoga at the Big House. How much are tickets, and how does this work exactly?
So the tickets are $18. Technically, they're sold out, but I think she's going to be releasing some spots. You can get the tickets at eventbrite.com. Mm-hmm. And if you can't, for some reason, purchase them, you can email Casey to be put on the waiting list. Her email is kacee@citizenyogastudio.com.
kacee@citizenyogastudio.com. And it is quite a sight to see all those people on the stadium floor there at the Big House doing yoga. I think it's the quietest that Michigan Stadium will ever be.
Right, exactly.
For an event happening at it.
Yep, that's very true. Yes. Yeah.
Saturday, August 17th, Julie Helpert. And Garrett's Space will benefit from this too?
Right, 25% of the proceeds benefit our organization.
Oh, that's great. And you can visit garrettsspace.org. Two R's, two T's, two S's in there. Garrettsspace.org. Julie, you're remarkable. And I want to thank you and your family for doing what you're doing for the rest of us and in Garrett's memory, of course. But where you find your resilience, your strength to do this, it's very admirable, and it gives the rest of us a pathway when we go through these kinds of things. We can look at you as a wonderful example, so thank you.
Well, thanks very much. We feel very strongly that our son is looking down on us and cheering us on.
And indeed. Julie Halpert on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show, and you're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.